Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying dealing with germs in the church, the work of the shepherd. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 to 15, the parasites that steal vitality. The thievery of parasites. They are organisms which live at the expense of another. Many are harmless. Others cause pain, injury, or death. Here are a few examples of dangerous parasites. The malaria protozoa, an infected mosquito, injects Plasmodia protozoa with its bite. Each Plasmodium invades a liver cell and multiplies. The cells burst and release clumps of Plasmodia, each Plasmodium entering a red blood cell and multiplying. The cells rupture and Plasmodia invade more red blood cells. Each rupture causes chills and fever. When a mosquito bites a malaria victim, it becomes infected. Trichinaworm. It enters through improperly cooked pork and lives in mussels, causing fever, swelling, and intestinal pain. Tapeworm. It enters through contaminated fish, pork, or beef, and it lives in the intestinal tract. A tapeworm can grow up to 30 feet long, consuming all food that's eaten. A hookworm, it enters through walking barefoot in soil or by drinking contaminated water, moving to the lungs, then quickly to the throat. The hookworm lives in the intestines, causing anemia, swelling of abdomen and legs, with a creeping eruption of red, itchy skin. Medicine must be applied to dislodge parasites, but it's very difficult. Parasites get into the church too. Let's look at our text, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 to 15. But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. For even when we were with you, we commanded this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such, we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in godliness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. And if anyone does not obey your word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him, that he might be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Notice in verse 6 who the subject of this medicine is. Every brother. These are Christians. Paul points out in verse 11 that these parasites which invade the church have two characteristics. They're lazy, enjoying the benefits without doing the work, and they're nosy. They're occupied with other people's business. Those who are not taking care of their own responsibility will make themselves busy with someone else's. If we are not busy, Satan will find something for us to do. They are undisciplined and disregard the truth. Look at it again. Verses 6, verse 11, and verse 14. Every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received. Some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. The medicine for handling and dislodging parasites in the church is threefold. First, instruct them to get busy. Verse 12 and verses 14 and 15. Now those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. And if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him that he may be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Command, exhort, admonish. Second, inhibit them from enjoying benefits. Verse 10, for even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. And then isolate them from fellowship. Verses 6 and verse 14, but we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. Verse 14. If anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him that he may be ashamed. That he may be ashamed. If the medicine works, restore the fellowship. Verse 15. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Why is this seemingly harsh action prescribed? It's for the benefit of the whole church. Christians can simulate parasites by living in the food of Bible teaching without reproducing its truth in their lives. Titus chapter 1, verses 10 through 16. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Listen, verse 11, their mouths must be stopped. They can subvert whole households with their destructive teaching. Verse 13, they must be sharply rebuked. They need to be sound in the faith themselves. Paul warned false teachers would come. Acts chapter 20. Verse 29 to verse 31, when he's talking to the elders of the church of Ephesus as he's traveling Jerusalem, when he's going to be arrested and he's going to end up in Rome in prison. His final words to the elders of Ephesus are these in Acts 20, verse 29 down to verse 31. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. He also warned that false prophets can strengthen the leadership if handled properly. 1 Corinthians 11:19. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. The virus of false teachers, bacteria of tolerated evil, and the parasites of spiritual pretenders, these germs can be controlled in the church only by proper application of the medicine of Scripture by wise spiritual physicians. You think about all that, and you have a great day.